Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to In the Studio with Lenis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Hope that everyone's had a good week so far. I know today is Wednesday, otherwise known as Hump Day. But anyway, I hope everybody had a good week. Well, tonight's show, I have to put my headset away. Tonight's show is about poetry. And I'm bringing you four different artists, including myself, reading some of their poetry. So, and also, let me tell you, you are more than welcome to call in, or you can go in the chat room. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's in there moderating, so if you have a poem or something, I would advise you to probably call on the air. But, you know, you can share it in the chat room as well. So, as always, we start the show with entertainment news, and then I talk a little bit about sports, and then we're going to go into our poetry segment. So, let's see what's happening in entertainment news this week, huh? Well, life is about to change for reality star Portia Williams. Miss Williams is getting the boot from the Bravo reality show, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Actually, what she got was demoted to a reoccurring cast member. Williams was married to former football star Cordell Stewart, and she was known for her dramatic antics on the show, including a fight with castmate Kenya Moore. But I want you to know, Kenya Moore is a shit starter. She started that fight, so Portia just brought it to her. But anyway, on and up, Portia, because I understand you're on Ricky Smiley's morning show now, so you have a reoccurring appearance on there. So, you know, your career is getting there. It's working its way up. Okay, Tracy Morgan may never perform stand-up comedy again. The Walmart tractor-trailer limo accident that almost killed him has left him with a brain injury. Uh-oh, and now as he goes through rehab, Morgan is in a wheelchair. The 45-year-old comedian almost died in the accident and is lucky to be alive. His mentor and fellow comedian, James McNair, died in the accident. The Walmart tractor-trailer hit Morgan and his crew going 65 miles per hour. Morgan is now suing Walmart, but the retail giant responded by saying Morgan bears some responsibility for his injuries because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Morgan says he can't believe he is being blamed for this tragic accident. Well, first off, not to take up for you, Tracy, but I know there is a given seatbelt law for your private vehicle. I don't know what the standard is for commercial vehicles like trucks or vans or even for limos, if it's a requirement for everyone to have a seatbelt when they're being escorted by a limo, around by a limo driver. So I don't know. That's the only part I would tell you that I'm not saying Walmart is right, but you might want to check into the state laws back there in New Jersey where you had your accident and see if it's required for all limousine companies to have seatbelts for their passengers. Okay, a little notation there. Patti LaBelle has joined the cast of American Horror Story Freak Show. I love it. It comes on tonight, y'all, at 10 o'clock on Pacific. I don't know what it is, Central, Eastern. I love this show. And I think what's happened, well, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess she is going to be on there. Okay. Anyway, Patti LaBelle is going to be on American Horror Story Freak Show. She plays the mother of Gadby Sidibe's character. This show is amazing, and it airs Wednesday night on the FX network. I told you, tonight. The cast is spectacular, too, including Oscar winners Jessica Lange, who's off the chain. Kathy Bates will keep cracking up. Oh, my God. This season, she's funny. Last season, she was scary as hell. Plus Oscar nominee Angela Bassett. Now, she scared the crap out of me last season. Who plays a three-breasted woman. Get out of here, say what? Okay, Angela, I got to see that. Michael Chiklis, who's known for Fantastic Four and the Comish, will also be joining the cast as Kathy Bates' ex-husband. Meanwhile, LaBelle is scheduled to appear in 4 episodes so far. Oh, sucky. It is good. I'm telling you, y'all, it is good. Well, look here, our girl Queen Latifah graces the November issue of the Essence magazine, so be sure and buy your copy of that. Gladys Knight is returning to TV. Knight has joined the cast of the Fox drama Empire. The Lee Daniels hip-hop music drama debuts in January on Fox and stars Terrence Howard, Taraji P. Henson, and, Gaborni Sebi. Oh, I can't never say that child's name. I just say she's precious. Gabori Sidibe. Anyway, well, good for her. I mean, she's just working all her way, huh? Also at the movies this week, the best-selling erotic novel, Addicted, by Zane, is being made into a big-screen movie starring Sharon Leaf and Boris Cujo. And speaking of Boris, he's on the cover of Upscale magazine. So you got to check that out, y'all. I've read Addicted and woohoo. But understand, listen, if anybody knows who this author is, I got to check her out. I heard the other day about this author. I think her name is Martha or Mary Jenkins. And she's supposed to be even better than Zane as far as the erotic books. So if you know for sure, give me a call, 646-727-2914, or hit me up on Facebook on the Essence of Success Network and let me know, because I want to check her out. I understand she's supposed to be really, really good. Okay, is it baby number 4 for model turned designer Kamora Lee Simmons? Simmons, 39, is 4 months pregnant by new husband, banker Tim Lessner. Simmons, has 2 older daughters by ex-husband Russell Simmons and a son by actor Jimon Huso. Well, honey, you just making the rounds, aren't you? I mean, she's been married each time. Kind of reminds you of, who was that had 8 husbands? Elizabeth Taylor. She might have been with a lot of different men, but she was married to him. She wasn't on Holstro. So whatever floats your boat, hey, congratulations, Kamora Lee Simmons, on your 4th baby daddy. Well, I don't want labels on me. In a shocking interview with Oprah Winfrey, Raven Simone, Raven Simone, the former Disney star, admitted to being in a relationship with a woman, but she doesn't want to be called gay. Raven says, she's a human who loves other humans. She also doesn't want to be referred to as an African American because she prefers to be called an American. Okay. The look on Winfrey's face was priceless, and social media went crazy. Raven says she prefers to live a very private life. Oprah Winfrey was more of our favorites lineup for a new season of Where Are They Now on her own cable network. October 12th features Vivica A. Fox, and October 26th, the cast of the 90s sitcom A Different World will reunite with their producer-director Debbie Allen on Oprah. I know she did look at Raven Simone when she said she prefers not to be referred to as an African-American, but just as an actor. So, as an American, excuse me. Oh, okay. And she doesn't like being labeled. She just enjoys other human beings. So does that mean you're bisexual then? You like men and women? I mean, come on. It's not about putting labels. Just answer questions. Either you're gay or you're not. Okay? Get over it, girlfriend. Suck it up. And if you are, so be it. I mean, you're a beautiful girl. You've lost a ton of weight. My God, you look like a model yourself. But, you know, you don't have to flaunt it. Whatever you do in private, that is your business. But, you know, if people see you out in public, you know, got your tongue down somebody else's throat, what are we supposed to expect, Raven? You're loving human beings. Anyway, it's good to see Tracy Ellis Ross from Girlfriends back on TV. She is so funny. Ross stars in the comedy along with Anthony Anderson about a modern-day family dealing with life. Anderson plays the dad who is fighting with his kids to hold on to their identity and culture. The show is funny and the writing is sharp. So far, it's doing quite well in the ratings. I wish the show had a better title, but I totally get it. Lawrence Fishburne also stars, and he is showing a funny side that he rarely shows. Fishburne and Anderson are the co-executive producers. And Blackish airs on ABC every Wednesday night. Comes on tonight, 9:30 Pacific. I don't know what it is on the East Coast, but anyway, I've watched every show, and it has been very good. It's not a stupid, embarrassing black comedy. It really is about a black couple raising their children, you know, to know who they are. And they're professionals, but they love each other. I mean, so it's a good family nucleus going on. I like it. It works. Well, Mariah, what's going on with you? And more importantly, what has happened to your voice? Carrie is on tour in Japan, and she is struggling vocally. What? She's forgetting lyrics and just appearing a little off. Friends are concerned about her well-being since her split from hubby Nick Cannon. During one of the overseas shows, she accused Cannon of cheating on her. Mariah, we all know that you're an alcoholic. We all know that, you know, you're a little bit short of a load there, girl. Okay, so let's keep your personal business private. Whatever it is with you and Nick, hey, that's an easy situation. Public don't need to know about it. As long as you two love them twins and be the parents that you can be, hey, it's all good. Just do your show what people pay to hear. They don't pay to hear about your personal business, okay? They pay to hear you sing, and that's what you need to do. And remember the words to your song and try to hit them notes. What's wrong with you? Singer Jennifer Holliday is returning with a new music album. The song is You Will Feature the Song. The album is The Song Is You. We'll feature Holiday singing jazz, R&B, pop standards. Holiday shot to stardom in the 80s with the Broadway hit Dreamgirls and her classic And I Am Telling You. Over the years, Holiday has battled clinical depression and multiple sclerosis. Well, ooh, my goodness. Well, prayers are with you, my dear. Well, why is Fantasia's ex coming at her? What's behind the lawsuit? Brandel Chouse is the father of Fantasia's oldest girl, Zion, who is 13 now. Chouse is suing for physical and legal custody, y'all, because he says he doesn't like the way Zion is being raised. Reps for Fantasia says besides the fact that Chouse has never paid child support, he has never had a relationship with Zion. Reports say that Fantasia is considering countersuing for a back child support. That's what you get, dude. You put your mouth out there, now you're going to have to pay double. Chouse and the former American Idol champ were high school sweethearts. When their relationship turned abusive, Chouse ended up pleading guilty to assaulting the singer. A custody trial is set for January. You know what? I can tell you right now, Fantasia, he's just after the money. He ain't never supported your daughter, you guys' daughter, before, and she's 13 now, and he doesn't have a relationship with her. Brother, please, you after her money. You ain't after your child. It's a different thing if you were coming for your child and had been a father. You know, just because you can make sperm didn't make you a father. The little show that could call it quits after next year, The Game, will come to an end after its ninth season. The show's creator, Mara Brock Akil, says shows do come to an end because that's the business. Akil added, however, that she's grateful for the five additional seasons BET gave the show. The Game, a spinoff of Girlfriends, was canceled by the CW in 2009 and picked up by BET, setting record ratings for the cable network. No series finale date has been set yet. Okay. Snoop Dogg is hosting the BET Hip Hop Awards last night. I couldn't tell you how it was. I hope it was okay. I don't watch awards show. I quit watching them years ago. Shonda Rhimes, the super producer and queen of ABC's Thursday night lineup, graces the cover of The Hollywood Reporter. She talks career, controversy, including the casual racism that motivates many of her haters. I mean, critics. Ha ha. Okay. The Soul Train and Music Awards air Sunday night for all you people that watch the award show on November 30th on BET and on Centric. Okay. Well, how do you bounce back from dating Eddie Murphy's supermodel ex-wife, Nicole? You move on with the new lady, and TV host Michael Strahan is doing just that with a brunette, makeup blogger, and internet host. Published reports say the eligible bachelor is stepping out with Mariana Hewitt, who's a former beauty queen as well. Looks like Strahan's career role didn't keep him out of the game long. Okay. Well, Nene Leakes is now the highest paid reality star, huh? Leakes stars in the Bravo Network's The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and she just signed a new deal that will pay her $1.5 million for the season coming up. Leakes has also launched a clothing line on HSN Network, and she has been acting as well, appearing in The New Normal and Glee. You know, I just got to say this. What did I want to say about The New Normal? They canceled that show, and they really shouldn't have. That was really a good show, y'all. It was. It was very, very good. Okay, well, we're going to take a short break and be right back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is 646-727-2914. All right, go grab you a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and we'll be back real quick. Don't move that dial.
Here he comes. Come on.
Okay, and we're back. All right. I don't know if anybody else has been getting pop-ups in their window. I mean, in their on their pages when they go to different sites. But God, it just started lately. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one, but it's crazy. Okay, well, let's get to the sports and find out what's going on in the sports. Okay. Well, I was going to do my stats, but I'll just wait and do them Saturday morning on the show. So this is where things stand right now. In the NFC East, Philadelphia and Dallas have the best win streak right now in the National Football Conference. There's nobody that can touch them. We're like down in third place. And not only that, Dallas has won all their road games, including us. So now they're up to 3-0. Their winnings, Philadelphia's 5-1 and Dallas is 5-1. So they're leading in the East. In the North, you've got NFC North, you've got Detroit and Green Bay. NFC South, Carolina, Kakalake, is leading 3-2 with New Orleans in second place. And in the NFC West, we've got Arizona and San Francisco. Yes, they are in second place. Arizona has not lost a game at home. But anyway, they're 4-1, and San Francisco is 4-2. We're second from the bottom. Yes, you heard me right. I don't care. We're still going to win the Super Bowl. We just got to pull it together, and we will. Okay, and AFC East, you got New England. They're out front, 4-2. They've not only won at home, they've won two on the road and two at home, two away. Okay, AFC North, you got Baltimore. Yep, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Baltimore beat, no, they didn't. Chicago Bears, I think, beat them. Not to think to check that out. But anyway, Cincinnati and Baltimore. AFC South, you got Indianapolis out front, 4 games and only 2 losses. And in the AFC West, we got San Diego, 5-1. They are tough. San Diego is number 1 in the AFC Conference, and Philadelphia and Dallas are tied number 1 in the NFC Conference. Boy, this is getting pretty interesting, y'all. Well, let's see what's going on with Major League Baseball. Okay, it looks like the Royals, they won it. They cinched their division playoffs. It was Kansas City Royals 4. I mean, the final was 1. No, Kansas City Royals 2 and Baltimore 1. And Kansas City won it with 4 straight in a row. So congratulations to you, Kansas City Royals. And still being played at the bottom of the third is St. Louis 4 and San Francisco 2 at the bottom of the third inning. The San Francisco, leads the series 2-1. So actually, St. Louis, you need to win tonight. Otherwise, it'll be 3-1. They'll have cinched you guys too. So, yep, and looks like that's all I've got for NFL and MLB. Okay, and with that, okay, see, there's another one of them little pop-up things. Ah, I can't stand it. Okay, now I'm back. Okay, let's see. Let's do a quick little hello. Do a quick little break, and I'll be right back with the poetry. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Okay, and we're back. I told you it was just going to be a short break, and we'll start our poetry. It looks like we've got a call on the air, on the line, so let's see here. Eric, come on. Area code 256, you're on the line with Lennis. You got a poem you want to read for us?
Yes, I do, but I was looking for it. Yeah, I sure do. How you doing?
Fine, and you? Can you
I'm
get
good.
Closer to the mic and go ahead and read your poem? We're always glad to hear new writers.
Could you come back? Could you come back to me?
Okay, I sure will. Okay, it's no problem. Okay, well, I'm going to start off. I thought I'd start off with a bang. Some of you know my poem Courage, but this is the extended version of it, so I thought I'd start off reading Courage. And a couple of poems out my book, Are You Ready? By Lennis Boyd. And then I'm going to read three poems out of Brenda Berry's book, Poems from a Jagged Eye, called My Feet Ain't Pretty. And then the last one is Maya Angelou and Still I Rise. And then I'm also, if I have time, it's kind of like the staple I always do at the end of poetry, is Right Now poem. Okay, so anyway, let's begin this. So start with, hits it off. Start with courage. Courage to stand up for what you believe to be right. You can do this. Courage when the doctor states no hope, nothing can be done. You look up and say, I walk by faith, not sight. You can do this. Courage to overcome family hurts, friends misunderstood, tears fall like rain. You can do this. Courage to believe in change when there is a lot to blame. You can do this. Courage to believe the government knows what it's doing when you're screaming, I'm not taking it anymore. You can do this. Courage to hold on when all is gone. You can do this. Courage to stand when there's nothing underneath you. You can do this. Courage to believe by faith and not sight that everything, no matter what, will turn out all right. You can do this. Okay. Now, let's do, hold on a sec. Okay, I hope everybody's hearing me pretty good. Okay, this is from my book, Are You Ready? And it's a book of poetry. How about that? And the title of this one is called Gender Differences. Women ruled for centuries. Men were companions and consorts. Men invented the devil to create fear in women, anger, jealousy, and wrath. Males created these religious myths. Now it has become a reality in our society. We are as one always. There is no separation from us to God, not now or ever will be. So now I ask you, what are gender differences? Okay, my next one is prayer. Thought control is the highest form of prayer. This is not a dare. Think of only good things and righteousness. This is not tenuous or strenuous. Emphasize the negativity, but capture the creativity. At times when items in your life look bleak, especially in those moments, see only perfection and protection. Express only gratefulness for what may come next. Imagine what manifestation of perfect you choose next. In this axiom is found tranquility. In this process is found peace. In this knowing is found joy. Thank you, God. Our prayers are answered before their prayer is even offered. Okay. What about love? Love doesn't require anything. Isn't love grand? There are no requirements. If so, where is love? There are no expectations. It would only create boundaries and vows that shouldn't be. Love opens and closes all doors, yet it swings both ways, tomorrow and today. Love is the most powerful energy in the universe. It transcends all exercise of power. Let us celebrate love. Don't circumvent this power as ceremonious. And the last one from out of the book, Are You Ready? By me, is called Suicide. Our society is built on a paradox. Glorify what you are today, yet do not condemn what you were yesterday, nor preclude what you could become tomorrow. Understand that right and wrong are figments of your imagination. And that's okay and not okay are merely announcements of your latest preference and imaginings. If a doctor assists you in suicide, it's called manslaughter. If a tobacco company does it, it's called commerce. So we corrupt our systems by smoking cigarettes, eating the wrong food, breathing polluted air, drinking alcohol, drugs. Your final answer is it takes a longer time for these things to kill us. Now we have committed suicide with impunity. Think about it, people. We are loved. Okay. Now, this is from, get my pen out the way, from Miss Brenda Berry. And these are three poems that I picked out that I like. The title of her book is My Feet Aren't Pretty, and it's Poems from a Jagged Edge. All right. So, let's see. The first one I have is The Housewife. Kids screaming this side, rain that side, with only a door and a window for shelter. This room becomes excruciatingly small, and he, the one responsible for this marriage to my house, flits about freely in the real world as I sit battling childhood diseases, noisy neighbors, monstrous housework, and the demon we housewives mostly fear, and rightly so, insanity. If I'd only known this institution they call marriage was really an asylum with long and winding halls, leading to old age and a man I hardly knew, who'd leave me exactly what he found me with? Nothing. I would have been born a boy. I love that. That's called The House's Wife. Okay. And this one I like is called Obligated. Again, this is from My Feet Aren't Pretty, Poems from a Jagged Edge by Brenda Berry. Okay, and the title again is called Obligated. The sweetness, the phone calls, the dates. I'm in love. His friends, his family, his apartment. I'm engaged. The florist, the photographer, the church. I'm a bride. The cooking, the entertaining, the sex. I'm a newlywed. The dishes, the laundry, the floors. I'm a housewife. The tears, the anger, the sickness. I'm pregnant, screaming, the diapers, the lack of sleep. I'm a mother. The children, the husband, this life, I'm obligated. Love it, love it, love it. It's a good one. And the last poem that I picked out is "We Used To," and this was just touching to me. "We used to laugh and talk and play. We'd roll in the dirt throughout the day. We used to believe in dreams to come true. We believed in Peter Pan and Tinkerbell too. We used to have friends no one could see, that special little friend belonging only to me. We used to be real, faithful and true, no masks, no lies, that just wouldn't do. But then we grew up and such ways put aside. We were free to tell lies behind masks we'd hide. We no longer laugh, it's not part of this game. A smile now and then, but it's just not the same. And when we get home, we're too tired to play. What happened to all the strength we possessed yesterday? At night we just sleep, we've no time for our dreams. We no time for our lives, or it would seem. I used to be happy, I used to be free. But when I grew up, I gave away me." And that is by Brenda Berry. The book, My Feet Ain't Pretty, Poems from a Jagged Eye. I just want y'all to know you can acquire this book. Go on Amazon.com, look up My Feet Ain't Pretty or the author Brenda Berry. Buy the book, and by the way, leave a comment too. Her better half says you better. Okay. Well, going on. Okay, now I'm into Maya Angelou. And the first one I'm going to read by her, which is one of my favorites, is Phenomenal Woman. "Pretty woman, wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. But then I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it is in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please. And to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it is in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. 'Cause I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me." Oh, hold on. Yes, Brenda.
I thought you were wonderful reading. I thought you were wonderful reading. You were more wonderful with everyone else's poems than you were with yours. Maybe you were feeling a little self-conscious. I don't know, because I know I've heard you read them so differently, your poems. So,
yeah,
that was nice. It was so nice hearing someone else read my poems. I never get to do that. Nobody ever reads them to me.
I'm telling you, three of my favorites. I love what you had to say, and it tickled me. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bug in your ear. I was living at Johnny's house when I wrote The House's Wife. You could certainly understand that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, anyway, I think that it you just taught me something that I, even though I've read at poetry readings and I've read in front of people terrified, but there's something to other people reading your work. There's something about how it sounds and how it gives it life beyond you. That's something to think about. Yeah,
yes.
It would be good to hear your poems read by other people.
Now, Brenda,
would be a good show, a poetry show where people read your work instead of you reading your own.
Oh, that's a thought, girlfriend. That's a thought.
Yeah. Very nice. I see your other person is ready to read his poems, but very nice, Aunt Lynn. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for doing
something to me. And I don't think anyone's ever done that for me. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your poetry, honey. I appreciate your book anyway, but yes, you're most welcome. Stay right there. Okay, young man, are you ready to read?
That's me, Lana. Another caller.
Oh. I'm so sorry. Area code 256, you're on the air with Lennox. Are you ready to read?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead. What's your poem, love?
This piece is called... What's your name again?
My name is Lennox.
Lennox.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to use you in this piece. It's called I Am What You Need.
Oh, all right now. Go on with it.
All right. Lennox, I am what you need. A mere mortal of a man is not what you need. Such a tender, fragile rear bone, you need some meat. Some masculine meekness to accompany your feminine sweetness. A little firm gentleness to complement your quiet strength. You need the image of divine holiness, a covering for your physical loneliness, and not sexual either. But emotionally and mentally, see, Jehovah will provide nourishment for us spiritually. You need a head for you to be his crown, a sound support system to lift you up and hold you down. A virtuous, precious proverb, allow me to be your song of sorrow, singing, you are the apple of thy eye, a rose among thorns, and how beautiful you are, my darling. Your eyes are like doves, and your neck is like a tire of ivory. Allow me to climb and caress. Your stature is that of a palm tree swaying in a Mediterranean breeze. Your natural aroma is intoxicated like vintage wine. And your very essence is a cluster of sweet fruit. You are my branch attached to my vine. You are a garden spring, a well of fresh water, and a cool stream flowing from Lebanon to Lake Michigan. In stormy weather, let us do one of David's Psalms 34:3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. And then we can be like Jeremiah 33:3. Call on me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. And as a couple together, we can grow. Lennox, until then, let me be your genie with no wishes, but still be able to fulfill your harsh desires and reasonable demands. Please let me be your personal pastor, your passionate poet, your love God, loving you unconditionally, your humorous entertainer, making you laugh and smile. Let me be the king of your bed and the keeper of your nest, your guidance counselor and your financial manager, Let me be your mental stimulator and your distress reliever, the one who lay hands on you when you're sick to give you rest, your confident comforter and your soul provider. Let me be your rose to share and you be the lily of thy valley. No, you don't need a mere mortal of a man. Understand, you just need me. And then Jesus said, now, beloved Linus, here, take my hand.
Ow! That was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful. Who is this? You didn't tell me your name.
My name is Gary Malone.
Gary, that was beautiful. That was very beautiful. In fact, it was quite inspirational.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you have one more to share with us?
I sure do. I'm gonna call out a couple of titles and then I'm gonna let you pick out the one. This one I got: the palm of my hands, looking for me, ain't I a poet, love happens, or poetic songs always love my soul.
Looking for me.
Looking for me. Okay. Now, I was lost, but I continued to search. I was found, still I continued to seek. Somewhere along the way I got sidetracked. I backslid, trying to focus on me. Numerous times I fell down, determined to walk. Struggling, I fought, and wearily I cried. Exhausted, I grew tired. Yet still, I run. See, looking for me has just begun. Toiling through miry clay, I weathered some rough storms. Patiently waiting and desperately failing, slowly sinking. As I reached out, my hands ached, yet I still managed to hold on. Trouble, I look to the hill which cometh thy help. Attempting to climb out the depth of the valley, my feet stumbled with each ordered step. Yet still I chose to run. See, looking for me has just begun. Blinded in a cloud of doubt, falling in a fog of fear, and seeing my shadow was trying to torment me. I marched on carrying burdens of guilt. My flesh bled shame in the form of tears. Tempted to give up, I saw a rainbow in the rain. Then I heard the prayers of my mother and I asked for mercy. Persecuted, perplexed, and distressed by grace I was sustained. And somewhat confused, I pressed on looking for me. I wanted to take back all the hurt I caused. How could I do all the wrong that I've done? How could I ever forgive myself? Drowning in misery, I bury my pain in the name of fun. Yet hopelessly, still I run. Be looking for me, has just begun. Until early one morning while down on my knees, I'm asking God, why can't I find me? And it was then the Holy Spirit asked, have you done all you can do looking for you? Pick up your cross, deny yourself. Not only will you find you, but it was then you will find who you've really been looking for. Me.
Wow. Peace. Wow. I have to give you a hand clap for that one. That was heavy.
Wow.
You know what? That really touched your soul because I could feel that. While you were reading,
yeah.
I could feel the emotion in that. That's a heavy piece. I mean, it's very good. It's just outstanding. When you read that, you feel it. I know you feel it because you've experienced what you're writing it, but you make us, the audience, feel what you're feeling. You know, that's a powerful, powerful poem right there. Yep.
Thank you.
Should submit that to Essence or Oprah, submit that to some of the magazines, because they, even if you don't have a book, they will publish your poetry if they deem it good enough. And that one's very touching. So that's from me to you. I would make some Xerox copies and copyright that poem and send it to Oprah, Essence, any of the black magazines, Source, whatever, you know, because they will publish your poetry.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They're not quick about capturing your books, per se, but, yeah, they will publish your poetry. So, and that was outstanding. So I'm telling you, Gary, kudos to you, my brother. That's very good. Very good. Well, listen, I don't want you to hang up. Oh, I don't want you to hang up, but I got another guy, too. So let me hear what he has to say. But stay on the line. That's very good.
I'm going to get up kind of early. I'll stay a little while longer.
Oh, okay. You must be on the East Coast, huh?
No, I'm in Alabama.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hold on. Oh, bless your heart. Okay, Robbie Dark Poet, you're up. What poem do you have for us today?
I have one called My Alabaster Moon. It's one of my recent favorites that I've written, a love poem that I wrote. And I'm hoping to get somebody to, she has an interesting name there. She's on YouTube. Her name's Whisper Wench, and she does like these poems in like this whispery sort of a voice, and I'm hoping that she'll read this. So I'm going to read it myself here, and it's set to a song called July 1987 by a guy called Ontol, O-N-T-O-L, on his album The Reflection of Dreams, Undisjointed Memories. So here we go.
Okay.
Closing mine eyes, bathing in thine sweet light, liberated by your intoxicating moonshine, I immerse myself in thine lustral waters, O alabaster moon. Every pore of this body's sunlit radiant light absorbs your sacred lunar cycles of nascent delight. Its golden pores of sunshine skin, it meets thine liberatingly lunatic lexicon of love's language, sung to me in alabaster loveliness, a bathing of white light that makes this sun of your love swoon. The concourses of your love's light, it is seen in concourses of swans that dovetail their flight to my body astral, as it seeks to bathe itself further in lustral loveliness. And I can see it through closed eyes, this immersion of lustral light that makes my heart light, kiting towards the promise of an eternity of love, shining forth in the lunar haze of a perfect moon. Come to me, O moon of my heart's delight. Take flights of love's fancy with me. Let me kiss thine alabaster mounds of lunar delight, as we partake of love in sips of moonlit absinthe and lavender dreams. Bathe thine body in streams of Hecate with me. Be the moon of my dreams, my goddess of the crossroads of love's beguiling schemes. And I will be thy sun to thee for forevermore and a day. As we tarry no longer, allay not, make haste to the promises of beheld in thine light, for thou art the alabaster moon of my heart, and never will thy heart lead me to ruin. I love thee more than the honeydew of Dionysius' wine in June.
That's very nice, Robbie. I like that. You know what? That sounds almost like wedding vows.
Well, I actually wrote wedding vows a long time ago for a friend of a friend. I wrote two poems. I wrote one that was like a wedding vow. Well, one that was a wedding vow. It was simply called I Do. And then my friend, she really liked it, and her friend was getting married. So I wrote another one, and she read it. She read my poem to the to the people there, to the yeah, the people that attended the wedding party. And I have a very loving, I have a very devotional sort of heart, so, you know, my poetry tends to come out like that.
It just sounded so good. No. I was just saying it sounded so good. It was like I was picturing while I was listening, two people standing in front of the minister reading their vows, and this is what they were reading to each other, what you were saying. It's just beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got to do this again. I'm at the end of the hour, so almost straight up that I got to do poetry again. And have it at a longer time. I really enjoy. I hope that you call back in, Robbie, and also Gary. God, I really appreciate both you men and your poetry, and Brenda, because she also shared, well, I read her poem, but she shared her book, My Feet Aren't Pretty, you know, and then, of course, my book, Are You Ready?, and Maya Angelou's And Still I Rise. I thank you ever so much, everybody, for joining me today. Wow. It was just a really good show. We'll definitely have to do poetry again. You know, I'm thinking about that. Maybe I'll start doing it once a month, have one show just dedicated to poetry for a whole hour. How about that, y'all? Sounds good? I think I'm going to do that because, I just love the poetry coming from you men, as well as, of course, as women. So, anyway, I'm on Friday night at 5 o'clock for Friday Traffic Jam. I don't know what kind of music I'm playing. It's always a blast. I can tell you that. You'll be toe tapping, booty shaking, snapping some fingers. So that's Friday, 5 o'clock Pacific time from 5 to 6. Also, I believe Thursday, tomorrow on, Brenda, what's that? Levitating Mindset. Isn't there Filmcology tomorrow? Can you come in right quick?
No, it's on Saturday. Filmcology is on Saturdays now at 7, at 8, it's 8 Pacific, 7 Pacific. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, 7. Levitating Mindset on Blog Talk Radio. Be sure and listen to those guys. You know the ladies, so they're no strangers to you, but they have their own network and they're just doing fabulous over there, so tune in. And also, I think Monday is your L&B Empowerment. Oh, and Sunday. Oh, let me tell you this. Sunday, our psychic reading show is back to its regular time at 3 o'clock. It was just last week, y'all, because I had to see my Seahawks play, okay, even though we lost. But anyway, it's back to 3 o'clock. And there's no more ninth caller, so just call in and we do the readings the best that we can. Ninth caller, I'm taking a break from that for a few months until the first of the year. But anyway, was there anything else, Brenda? Did you want to say something?
No. Nope, everything was good. It was great poetry. I loved the men. That was great.
Yeah.
Great show, Lana.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies, for joining me today. And thank you, Gary and Robbie, for joining us today. And have a wonderful weekend. Be safe out there, y'all. And be sure and
keep writing.
You know. Yes, and keep writing for sure. Okay, love y'all.
Love you too, Lennis. Good night.
Good night.